Blitz, speakers not. Some Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Now, every country has, you know, restrictions that you have to abide within. And Japan is introducing new rules around how parents can pronounce their baby names. This is with an aim to curb the rise of, you know, flashy kind of names. So apparently, names like Pikachu or Nike have caused a lot of confusion in schools and public services, aka you're not allowed to call your child that in Japan.
I'm sorry, who in their right mind, sweet baby Jesus, would call their child Nike? And is that for a boy or a girl? Pikachu, is that a boy or a girl's name?
I'd say either could be both.
Pikachu's cute. Hi, Pikachu. Yeah. How are you, Pikachu?
But Pikachu is only cute when it's a child. That child will grow up to be an adult and a granny or a grandfather.
Imagine calling him Pikachu.
Yeah.
Now, your work has been pretty basic, Pikachu, if you don't mind. Can I call you Pika for short? Who calls their baby Nike?
Nike or
no.
Nike.
No, Nike. That shouldn't be allowed.
No. But obviously, if there's a report about this, people are doing it in Japan. Your kids have very unique names. Mm. How did they come to be?
Me. I said, Arthur got DNA, I got names. That's how I said
it. That's compromise.
That's compromise. I was like, their blood is running into your veins. I will name these children. So I'm Brian Dowling Gourignon, mm-hmm. and my children are BDGs as well.
Oh,
Blake,
yes.
We landed on, we did have other names. Blake could have been called Valentina.
Oh, wow.
And then we vetoed Valentina on the day Blake was born because she didn't look like a Valentina.
Yeah, you have
she
to.
She looked like
look
a Blake. And also, I don't like people that shorten people's names.
So she would have become Val.
Ah, no, she's not Val at one.
And Val is a totally different name.
Listen,
to Valentina.
She's Val when she's in her 50s.
Exactly.
Right, she's not Val now. So she looked like a Blake. And Blue was also going to be Blair.
Oh.
Yeah, and Blue could have been Bradley.
Okay, Blue was a boy.
No, for a girl.
We knew we were having girls.
Bradley in the morning show. Reese Witherspoon's character is Bradley.
That's right.
But I also wanted names that you don't hear all the time.
Yeah.
Name another Blue apart from Ivy and Cantrell.
Yeah, you can't really.
Name another Blake instead of Sheldon and Lively. You can't
either. Yeah,
thank
mission
you.
Accomplished.
Thank you so much.
Producer Cahill also has a story about what names he was going to be called. Good morning.
Well, I
Good
can
morning.
Think of a few, but I can't put them on radio.
Can't say them out loud.
Can't
no,
say them.
So I'm a twin, a twin boy, and Mom knew she was having twins.
I'm a twin boy.
But I have a twin boy.
Yeah.
But I knew Mom knew she was having twins, but she didn't know the gender.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my sister was like, I want to name them. Ellen's 3 years older than us. And she was like, I want to name them. And Dad's name is Mick, or like Mickey to some people. And Mom's best friend is Sandra. At the time, Mom's best friend was Sandra. So Ellen wants to name the twins Mickey and Sandra. So can you imagine which one was Sandra?
And you were going to be Sandra.
I was going to be Sandra, girl.
And your brother was, hey, Mickey. It's so funny calling...
Do you think Sandra suits me?
You do look like... With that haircut, you could be...
The shade.
You could be Auntie Sandra.
Yeah, Auntie Sandra. I kind of love
it. If you think about that, the little studs in the ears, that white handbag.
Oh, I see that.
Also, Auntie Sandra would be single, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She would. She's the fun aunt
she
at
would
the
be.
Family events.
But also, you'd be a bit worried now if she had a few drinks, what she'd say.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
That does sum
you
up.
Oh, my God, you were Sandra.
I'm Sandra. Deep down in my soul, I am...
Were you always going to be a Leanne?
No, my mom had two names for me, both girl names. So I presume she knew she was having a girl. She was going to call me Charlotte, just because she liked that name.
Oh, I do see you as a Charlotte.
Well, funny enough, my goddaughter now is called Charlotte.
That's cute.
So the name made its way into the family.
Yeah.
Or else she was going to call me Selena, because there was a character on Home and Away that she really liked called Selena.
There was. I loved Selena and Fisher and Bobby and Sally and Pippa.
There you go.
No, you're definitely a Charlotte.
Do you think so?
Oh my goodness, yes.
I kind of like it. I see it for you a little
bit. Has anyone got names for their children? Have we got names for our children that we don't share?
No, but I actually saw a trend online recently about people naming their kids after where they had conceived them.
Oh,
what?
So it's a TikTok trend and people are saying, oh, well, you look to the likes of Brooklyn Beckham.
Brooklyn.
And,
like, yes.
Were they in Brooklyn when they conceived that child?
I think they were.
Yeah. But there was a few on TikTok and I think we have a few, don't we, Leanne?
Yeah. These were some of the best responses. So, again, bearing in mind, this is where the child was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
Couch O'Halloran.
Couch we've all been on a couch over the years. You know who's on a couch?
Sandra.
Auntie Sandra. And so is Charlotte.
Let me give you this one. Travelodge Carney.
Oh, that's so Auntie Sandra.
And this is my favourite. Granny's Spare Room McAvoy.
That's so Selena.
Poor Granny.
Poor Granny. Can we put this out to our listener right now? If there is a child that you've had that was to be named after where the child was conceived, what would the name be? We would love to know. We need to know. Okay, this is the important stuff this morning. 087 798 98 98.
Blake could have been called Tylet.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
A couple of minutes ago, we were talking about baby names, and producer Cahill was telling us that there's a recent trend on TikTok that saw people discussing the names that they would give their children if they were to be named after the place that they were conceived, right? Very interesting take. Obviously, we had to give it out to you as well to let us know if you were to be named after where you were conceived, or if you had a baby, what would the baby's name be based on where they were conceived as well? 087 798 98 98. We have some brilliant ones in, so thank you so much. The first one is from Shauna. She says, I would have been called Butlins, as that's where my mum and dad conceived me.
I think Butlins is now called Mosney, is it? Or is Mosney the same thing? I think it's Mosney.
You'll always know it as Butlins, though. An anonymous texter says, Kitchen Table.
Wow.
That is not comfortable. Helen has also got in touch. She says, hi everyone, if my daughter had to be named where she was conceived, she would be called Phone Box.
No.
She said, just for reference, that was 30 odd years ago. The shame.
Oh.
Helen, we love that for you.
Actually, one thing you don't see nowadays is a phone box.
No, they're all gone.
So go, Helen.
And also, like, phone boxes are see-through, Helen Pett.
Yeah, Helen, was it nighttime?
Do we need more detail on that?
I'd love to ask. Helen, we're not here to judge. It's a safe space. I love that story.
That's brilliant, isn't it? And Jen's been on with a WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, guys. I'm an IVF mama, and I guess if my daughter was to be called after where she was conceived, she would have been called Petri Dish. Have a good day.
That's why I said Blake could have been called Toilet.
This is phenomenal. Have we just opened something up now on the show this morning? Please keep them coming in.
People are so passionate, obviously, about the children, but also your children's names.
The names?
Because
as well?
Also, you can be put off by names. Say, for example, I like the name Christopher, and then someone goes, oh no, I worked with a guy called Christopher, he wasn't all that. You go, well, I'm not going to call the child Christopher then.
Exactly. People's influence on whether they like a name or not actually has a lot to do. And also the fact that the child is going to be called that for, you know, 70, 80 odd years.
And you don't want lots of that name in your class.
True. You do want quite a unique name for your child.
I've not heard Blake been mentioned once when I'm doing the drop-off in the morning to Blake's preschool, and that's good.
How about if we give it out right now to our listener, if they've ever heard of a Blake or they know of a Blake locally? Do you want that?
I want to know it now on 0877 98 98 98. Is it a boy or a girl that's called Blake?
How many Blakes are out there?
How many Blues are out there?
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.